3 years ago, Scotland voted narrowly to stay part of Great Britain and not seek full independence. But a lot has happened since then, including Brexit. And this week, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon demanded a retake, a new referendum on independence. Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh is with Sturgeon's Scottish National Party, or SNP, and a member of the British Parliament. I asked her why the SNP is pushing for another vote.
The situation has fundamentally changed since 2014. We need to remember that the UK, which people voted to remain part of in 2014, albeit by not a large majority, is not the same UK we have today. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The Article 50 letter, which will trigger the process, is due to be issued in the next couple of weeks. The people of Scotland in the European referendum voted 62% to remain in the EU. Now, the First Minister Sturgeon's manifesto, upon which she was elected with record numbers of votes in the last election, stated very clearly that if there was to be a material and significant change in circumstances, and that would also include Scotland being taken out of the EU against her will, the Scottish Parliament should have the right to call another independence referendum. And that is precisely what she's doing.
So let me just ask you, why do you think most Scottish people voted against Brexit last year?
There's a whole variety of reasons. First of all, I think that since the independence referendum in 2014, the people of Scotland have been extremely live to political debate. We've seen participation levels in politics never experienced before. So I think that people were interested in that debate and became involved in understanding the arguments for and against. And I think it's in that understanding that people voted for it. And perhaps even more importantly, Scotland very much sees herself, and of course the people who make up Scotland see themselves, as an international nation, very much wanting to do business with the rest of the world and welcoming people into Scotland who want to make Scotland their home. And those who've been watching from afar will have noted that most unfortunately for the whole of the United Kingdom, the debate about the UK's membership of the EU was shrouded very much in one about immigration, which was unhelpful and indeed, I think, led to the results which many are regretting they now find themselves having to deal with.
Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh, for you personally, someone with Welsh, Czech and Pakistani heritage, I mean, you are the face of the borderless world we live in. Why is Scottish independence so important to you?
I think for the very reason you state, I believe that Scotland is a country, and I call myself a Scottish Asian. That's how I define myself, where it really doesn't matter where you come from. There's a general sense of feeling that we welcome people who choose to make Scotland their home. And what's important is how we build a nation that has the foundations of equality for all, a welcoming message, and trying to build a better country that's central to what we believe in. And we find common cause in that. And it's something I'm very proud of. And I think today there was a poll in the UK that came out detailing that indeed Scottish Muslims would vote for an independent Scotland. And I suppose in a very difficult world where myself as a Muslim faces much criticism, much Islamophobia, I think it speaks volumes about the kind of country Scotland is, that Scottish Muslims would choose that as a home and choose that to be a home which they seek independence for.
And at a time when countries in Europe and the US feel like they're kind of turning in on themselves, politicians campaigning for borders, isn't Scottish independence also kind of championing this national introversion?
But the Scottish independence and the campaign for it is seeking to move away from this idea of British imperialism and little England's sort of typecasting. That's not what we are and what we stand for. We want to take proudly our place in the world as an international country that wants to do business with the rest of the world, that respects people's cultures, religions, wants to do trade and wants to get on with each other. That's what Scotland stands for. So I see that as a forward-looking nation.
Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh is an MP with the Scottish National Party. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.